And joining me in our Toronto studio is Alan Bonner. Welcome to Sounds Like Canada, Alan.
You're trying to govern an electorate that is ill-informed, and how do you find out what is going to resonate with them or get them to do something? And, you know, it's very tempting to do these public opinion surveys to try to find out, so I'm empathetic about that. I happen to think they're overused in the public and private sector. They're overused on the political level and on the bureaucratic level.
What won it for the Conservatives? Was it their policies or their Message a Day campaign that swung it for them?
Well, you can't sit on your hands the way the Liberals did for a couple of weeks. The Message a Day, nobody remembered what he said. I think he made 196 announcements. But they did remember that he had messages, he had plans, and the more Canadians saw Harper, they realized he didn't have fangs or horns, and that they just might be able to live with him as a prime minister.
So you've done work in the private sector. Who's better at spin, business or politicians?
Politicians are better, and they have to be better. When a CEO goes to the Board of Trade and makes a speech saying that Stanley Park or Ontario Place has to be open 24 hours a day for our youth, everybody says, oh, how interesting. Hmm. When a politician does it, the politician is asked, what about the cost? What about policing? How will this affect minorities? What about women? What about youth? And it's a tough road to hoe. That's why you need Kevin or me or Bob, because they have to answer the questions.
Well, I'm only back with To the Point, talking today about human intelligence, high technology, and big mistakes. How is it that the nation with the most sophisticated intelligence systems in the world is still able to make catastrophic errors?
It's the concept of soft targets again. I fly a great deal, sometimes up to 150 days a year. And just to pass the time in airports, I go through without showing my boarding pass and point out at the end of the process, you know, you should have looked at my boarding pass. And sometimes I have to drag a supervisor out and convince them of the merits of that.
Let's say you and I owned an airline, and we knew that it was the safest mode of transportation beyond 1,000 kilometers to fly by plane. Safer than car, safer than train, very safe. Yet after 9-1-1, people were not flying on our airlines. Well, what do we do? Do we write a letter to them? Dear passenger, please be advised you are wrong in your perception, and we are chagrined at your behavior. Now, that may be rational, but it's not going to save your airline.
Thank you for joining me, Alan.
Joining us now.
Joining me now.
Joining me now.
He joins us from Toronto.
And joining me in our Toronto studio.
Joining us from Denver is Alan Bonner.